B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey guys.
Hey there, fellow. Who's this?
It's been a while. This is Billy.
Billy. Hey, Billy. How are you?
I guess I'm okay.
What can I do for you, Billy? I haven't heard from you in so long. I mean, is there anything I can do for you? I'm glad things are, you know, you're holding the fort down. Are you staying home?
Yeah.
Going
I have
out.
To.
Yeah, you
I
gotta.
Well, I've got my mom up my ass 24/7.
You're still a minor. There'll become a time in a few years, if you want, you can emancipate yourself from your family if you can prove you can live on your own. But I'm worried about that too, Billy.
Yeah, well, at first when I saw where this was going, I asked my dad if I could go and stay with him.
Uh-huh.
But he and his new girlfriend are quarantining in Aruba.
That's a nice place to quarantine. Too bad you weren't staying with him before they took off. You'd be in Aruba too right now.
Well, I asked him before they took off, and he said no. It would be it's inappropriate for me to be around his girlfriend.
Well, hold it. What do you mean it's inappropriate for you to be around his girlfriend? Wouldn't he want to introduce you to his girlfriend and, you know, get to hang out and learn more about her and maybe eventually, who knows, make her part of the family?
Well, yeah, he's introduced me to her, but I guess in Aruba there's a lot of clothing optional resorts.
Yeah, well, that they also have them in Jamaica, too, a lot of clothing optional. I've been to Aruba.
Yeah.
I've been to Aruba. I went as a little kid, too. Billy, I went to Aruba as a little kid with my grandparents and my mom.
Oh, did you get to see naked ladies?
I did not. Back then, I didn't see a lot of the naked beaches and stuff. They just had a couple of hotels. The one I stayed at was called the Divi Divi Hotel because they got Divi Divi trees down there. They blow in one direction.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. Are you smoking, Billy?
Oh, yeah.
What? Billy, what are you doing at home with your mom and you're in your room and you're smoking? What's going on? You steal your mom's smokes again?
Yeah, and, you know, the parade of dicks that come through here, they usually get effed up enough where they leave a pack and forget it.
So your mom doesn't mind if you know her boyfriends?
No, she doesn't want me to talk to them.
Right.
And I'm not in my room or I'd get busted because she's asleep. I'm out in the garage.
Man. It's the middle of the afternoon. Your mom's asleep?
Yeah, she doesn't wake up for another hour or so.
And so you're in the garage right now.
I'm in the garage in my dad's old car, and I turn it on for the air conditioning. But it's got four flat tires, but the radio and the air conditioning working, so I like to come out here.
Wait,
I guess it'll be nice until the gas runs dry.
I know in the past you've gotten some bad advice on this show, Billy, but that cancer's removed. I'm going to give you some good advice.
Okay.
Okay? Listen to me carefully.
Uh-huh.
Do not start an automobile that is locked in a garage with flat tires so you can run the air conditioning, smoke, and listen to music. It still emits exhaust. You can go and pass out and die. Don't start a car in a garage, Billy. Don't do that. That's dangerous. Don't you feel right now lightheaded, a little dizzy?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
No, you're inhaling the exhaust fumes coming off the car. What is that, carbon monoxide?
I'm not a dummy. I got the windows rolled up.
It doesn't matter. It goes through the vents. It comes through the car. It's the garage itself that has got the exhaust fumes. My God, Billy, you can kill yourself.
So, should I crack a window?
cracking a window with a car in a garage with four flat tires is going to make it worse. If you got to do something, and I'm being very careful saying this, does your garage, your parents' garage, your mom's garage, does it have the big open doors and then it has like little side doors? Like if you want to go out the side of the garage, you can go outside. Does it got that?
No, it's just got the big door.
All right. Well, even opening the big door will help, but it's still not a good idea to let a car sitting in the garage run. It's not a good idea. It builds up a lot of heat.
Should I open the big door?
How long have you been in the car, Billy? How long have you been sitting in the garage?
Can you hold on a second?
What, hold on for what? What are you... What are you
doing? I wonder if that'll be better.
What did you do?
I put the garage door up.
Okay.
Oh, no, I must have hit it twice. Now it's going down again.
No. Look.
I think it's okay now.
No, it's shut the car engine off for a second.
I can't. Then I won't have cold air. Maybe I could. Can you drive on flat tires?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it. It might make your dad mad. What kind of car has he got, by the way?
Some kind of Hyundai.
Honda Hyundai? What?
Hyundai.
Shut the engine off for just a second, okay? Put the cigarette out! What, you're on your second one since I've been on the phone with you. You're only 10.
I'm really nervous.
it's the fumes talking, Billy. I'm going to save your life right now. Shut the engine off. Get out of the car and open the garage.
I'll do it in a minute.
No, and you might not have a minute.
Because I wanted to ask you something.
Sure. I'll tell you something. Get some air in that garage.
Because the kid next door.
Yeah.
He's a little bit older than me.
Yeah. How old is he?
I think he goes to high school.
Okay. You're still in middle school, right?
Yeah.
And smoking in a closed garage with a car running to have air conditioning and listen to the radio.
Well.
And smoke.
And I'm talking to you on my mom's phone because she took away my phone and my Xbox because when she had who she calls the gals over from the office who normally she just calls them those bitches.
Yeah.
Now they're the gals from the office and they're just coming over for a couple of highballs and they bring all these weird dudes with them.
Billy.
And I heard about the rules of social distance.
Yes. How many people were in your house?
I don't know, maybe 12. And
12.
I made the mistake. I came out of my room and I said something about social distancing. And my mom threw an ashtray at me and locked me in my room and said no phone and no Xbox. And so then
that's hard.
Then the only thing I stole her radio that she keeps in the bathroom by the shower and brought it into my room and hid it in my closet so I could at least listen to you.
Yeah.
And she says, the government said, there's nothing to eat now but bologna sandwiches.
That's not true.
Anyway, this kid told me that... like I know that chicks can take a pill so they don't have babies.
Yes.
Well,
this dude
said that now that the coronavirus is happening, that they discovered this drug. Hi, Corey. Clean. And And he even showed me a video on his phone where that gray-haired, skinny doctor guy.
Yeah, Fauci.
I think his name's Tony.
Oh, Tony Fauci.
Yeah, and
yeah.
And I didn't believe him at first, but then he showed me this doctor guy going, "Yes, this can be used as a prophylactic. So does that mean if I take it, I can't get a girl pregnant?"
Oh, no, it's hydroxychloroquine, okay? And
because he gave me a pill, and he showed me the bottle, and I think his wasn't hydroxychloroquine. It was like a hydroxy cut.
No, that's a diet pill. That's hydroxy cut. Is a bodybuilder shoes that to lose weight and gain muscle. Don't take that either.
I'm pretty sure that's what the doctor was talking about.
That's not what he was talking about.
But I've been taking it every day.
What's happened?
I feel really buff.
Stop taking it. That's a diet.
Ben,
what? Yes. Are you all right?
Am I okay?
No. If you don't get out of that garage, you won't be.
Boy, I'd kill a man for a jar of mustard right now.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I'm going to start the day
with a friendly smile.
Well, yes, today's a good day so far. But I'm going to start the day today with a visual quiz for everybody. So if you're not in a moving vehicle, maybe you're at work, maybe you're at home, maybe you're a passenger in a vehicle and can use your phone. You can, you know, then at a stoplight, show it to the driver, but don't let them be distracted. But this is a visual thing.
Seems very involved.
No, it's not. And it goes with, you need to look at the photographs of Bridget Fonda.
I've seen them, and I'm distressed.
Yeah.
I'm highly distressed.
It was, I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
And, you know, we have mixed relations with the Fonda family.
Yes, we do.
I would have considered us close to the late Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
Not such a fan of Aunt Jane. And Bridget is Peter's daughter.
Correct.
So I don't want to say anything cruel.
Well, I won't say anything cruel. It's just jarring.
Because we have a mental image of Bridget Fonda.
Oh, we do. Jackie Brown, a single white female.
Oh, Jackie Brown was the...
She...
Jackie Brown...
was the epitome of sun-kissed beauty. And then she retired. She became a recluse.
And now she looks her age.
It's if you showed me a picture of Bridget Fonda without the one next to the comparison next to it.
Oh, even with the one next to it, I don't recognize her.
I would not know who that is. So I get up this morning to start my day, and one of the first things I do is I go to the Daily Mail.
And there'll always be something jarring.
And this was the lead jar. And the thing is, here's about the Daily Mail.
But you know what? Here's the way I feel about these pictures.
Yes.
She didn't ask for them to be taken.
No, she did not. I'm in complete defense of her.
Yeah, and she's not representing herself as an actress in any way. She's just going about her business.
Just grandma. Now.
Now, it's jarring because we haven't seen her in years.
Here's what the Daily Mail does. And I love the Daily Mail, and there's a lot of stuff that the Daily Mail says that is faster and more accurate than a lot of media in the United States.
Oh, it's always a day or two ahead.
They won't show you one or two pictures
of her. They follow
they
her all
They put about
day.
14 of them up, and here big, large ones.
Here she is driving. Here she is with her dog. Yeah. Here she is at the grocery store.
They take a current picture of her, unrecognizable, from every single angle imaginable, and they post it. And it's like,
and,
what?
And when your image... is from Jackie Brown.
Yeah, and they throw the picture of her from Jackie Brown in
where
there.
Where she's lounging there on the couch.
With the bikini.
Yep.
And then you see that.
Boy, that's
it's jarring. That's all I'm saying. It's jarring.
That's a hot cup of reality for you.
Yep. But that is right. It just... It shatters... the image, because if we talk about Bridget Fonda right now and didn't see those pictures, we're picturing Jackie
hottie,
Brown,
yeah.
Bridget Fonda. And you can't think that way anymore.
And I have to say, we have to remember illusions.
Yes.
And I remember being very jealous when Bridget Fonda was taken off the market by Danny Elfman, who married her. Mm-hmm. That lucky son of a...
Yep.
And then today, I open it up and go, his life is no different than anybody else's. Same thing happens.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything bad.
But he has every right in the world to say, hey, I married Bridget Fonda, okay?
It's just...
What's happened?
It's startling.
Yes.
And I see here in this, Junior's kind enough just to put up one picture of her.
I've seen them all.
I've seen them all.
Daily Mail almost crashed my computer, so I can't even go on it.
I feel so bad because this was something out of her control.
Yeah, because she's literally to raise her family and stuff, and they're all grown, to drop out of sight from the paparazzis, drop out of Hollywood, and somebody saw her on the street. And that comes from a tipster.
It had to be, because you wouldn't say, oh, look, there's Bridget Fonda. Okay, let's take a picture.
That's something to let you know. Bridget Fonda, who has been photographed in decades, she lives, and you might want to have somebody there. She walks her dog every morning.
She's to the point now where she thinks nobody would even recognize her.
And if you didn't put one up against it, they'd be right.
I still, one against it, I still have a hard time seeing it.
I know it! God bless you, Bridget. We're going to take
nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts for that.
Because she was
that
just,
rose petal has fallen and withered.
She was.
Yep. Stanley Haney.
Especially Jackie Brown. That's the one I keep going back to. And it's like, man, you look at that and you think, that is perfection.
Yeah. 96.
But it doesn't last.
K-Rock. Wow.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. I hope, and I don't know if she was talking about it on the air today or not, but I saw a nice floral arrangement on Maria's desk, our midday girl, Maria. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Maria. Junior, did you wish Maria a happy birthday? Did you wish her all the best?
Yeah, I sang her happy birthday in the stylings of Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
That's enough to turn to the stomach. You
didn't tell her why birthdays aren't celebrated in this building anymore, did you?
I want to tell you something. I'll tell you. Well, I don't even know if I want to tell you off the air. Somebody realized that you have a major birthday coming up next month. 2-2-2-2-2.
Mm-hmm. I've looked forward to it all my life.
I know you have. And somebody suggested that we should get Haney just a huge cake. And I said, you better think twice.
Not a good idea.
No, we got to do something. We got to get him a cake. That's pretty significant. There's something there with that 2-2-2-2. Can we get some kind of cake brought in? Or
is everyone pitching in?
That's the key.
If everyone pitches in, I'm sure it won't be a problem. Key.
What if nobody's asked to pitch in and they still bring one? Is that okay?
I don't understand the concept.
Okay, so I'm going to tell them, don't take it completely off the table. There is going to be no cake for you.
It could be a redemption day, though, if everyone does pitch in. You know?
We'll put you in charge then.
I'll go around collect.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not going to take this because I stand by my actions.
It is one of the most legendary.
A long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away, I had a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was.
It was an early one. You were still, I think, in your 30s.
And my good friend Stan.
Hi.
Thought it would be nice for me to have a birthday cake. And so my good friend Stan went all through this building and asked for people to contribute a nominal amount.
For a birthday cake. I mean, it was done. It's done all the time, or used to be.
And, I mean, you were basically asking for a nickel.
Yeah. You know, you want to throw in some loose change? You want to throw in a buck?
Yeah, you weren't shaking people down.
No.
And then you realized that not one person...
One salesperson. Hold on.
Not one person would contribute. And the last person that you went to was a decent person... And said, so are you getting him the cake? Well, I guess I'll have to get it myself. And this person was nice enough to go, at least let me contribute substantially to it.
And she did get the cake.
Yeah. So she's on my good list. You're on my good list. But everybody else that worked here gave you a flat no.
Yes. But when the cake was delivered, they were standing in line with paper plate and fork in hand.
I don't know where they got them, but they got them.
They were
came
lined
armed.
Up, ready for their slice.
They were armed around the corner.
And Haney picked up that cake as they were getting ready to file in and get a slice of cake, showed it to them, turned it upside down, and threw it in the garbage.
It's my cake.
I tell him, no cake. No that cake for Haney.
And that would have never happened if you hadn't told me the truth about it.
Well, you wanted to know.
Yeah, because I'm looking at these bastards that couldn't give one thin dime. And they're the first in line.
There were a lot of ladies here that to look at them, you know they loved cake.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
Because they do that for other people, like salespeople, front office people, and everybody would go and sign a card and get the cake, and everybody would have their, not Haney's, went in the garbage.
And I don't know to this day if you understand.
I do understand.
That my outrage was on behalf of you.
Yeah, well, both the salesperson and me coughed up a lot of money for that cake to see it go into a garbage pail.
Well, I don't know if the salesperson got it, but I know for a fact, because I saw you when it happened, that there was a level of appreciation for that.
Hats off to you, because I loved the look of people in the hallway waiting to get their slice, their slice of chocolate cake with the frosting and, you know, get me an end piece that still has a candle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage. Let's do that.
Well, you know what? Judge Judy taught me this a long time ago. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Oh, happy birthday, Haney. We're here to devour your cake. Yeah. No, you're not.
US 41, North Naples.
It'll be a cold day in hell.
Let me introduce you to Michael Bingham. He's from North Dakota. And he claims he found a piece of metal in his food at the Fargo Taco Bell. And where is it? Where is it? Hold on. Go. Freaks that carry your luggage up to their room. All right, here it is. He found metal in his Taco Bell in Fargo. They didn't believe him.
I knew it wasn't food. It couldn't have been. Tried to dig out what it was, and then I pulled it out, and it was this little tiny bolt or screw or something. Well, I thought I hurt myself, you know? I was just kind of in shock at the moment, I guess. He said that the GM didn't believe me, and she thought that I was lying. That could easily happen again if it happened to me. I just want people to be aware of it, that can happen in restaurants pretty easily, I guess.
Oh, really?
New at Taco Bell, the Bell Clanger. Crispy shell, seasoned meat, melted cheese, and a bolt. The Bell Clanger, new from Taco Bell.
Just a reminder to eat around the bolt.
They did, apparently, from what I understand, they did give him coupons, even though they didn't believe him. You all right over there? You all right?
Well, it's what they call a poor arrangement here, where I have to remove panels to access my computer because it needs to restart.
I don't know where the power is.
Junior, you want to help him out on that? Just give him a hand, please. Thank
that would
you.
Be nice. That would,
so Haney can concentrate on the show, and then lo and behold, the computer will be.
No, I didn't want to put him out.
No, this is what
it
he's
just
here.
Needs to have the computer turned on. I didn't want to put him out. You know, that's not his job. What are you flipping me off for? I thought that's what you wanted.
Being a dick.
How am I being a dick when I said it's not dick. Your job? I'm trying to take care of it myself. And you complain that way, too.
I asked him to help you.
I mean, I blatantly said that's not his job.
No,
you don't.
No, not near me.
No, you can reach. You got to do a reach around.
Will you please? Why are you coming so close to me?
Affection.
Yeah. Come here, you rascal.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Every time.
There you go. Nice job, buddy.
Yeah, I had to go underneath Sam.
Yeah, you sure did.
Nice job.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not your job, you know.
Will somebody please fix that so we can move on?
I think we can. All right, we're all good.
A Harrodsburg, Kentucky man is accused of spending all of last summer breaking into homes and stealing hundreds of pairs of women's underwear. His name is John Hawkins III.
I hope he's been detained.
And was arrested after what police called a lengthy investigation.
Hey, ladies, do you need some new underwears? Well, not new, but new to you. Then come to Kentucky John's Underwear Depot. I have a large selection of bras and panties for you to choose from. And I'm conveniently located across the roadside from Shady Acres Mobile Home Park. Private fittings are available, too, and I take trades. Oh, and that's for ladies only, because guys wearing women's underwears, that's just weird.
Weird.
So see you soon at Kentucky John's Underwear Depot.
Well, you know, wish him well with the business. Got a great name.
Well, John Hawkins.
Kentucky John's.
Yep, he's from Kentucky. So, when you're a little toddler, you start watching the Disney films. And you got to show your little ones the classics first.
Yep, got to cry at Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi, Dumbo,
Snow White.
And here's a mom trying to help their toddler pronounce the word Pinocchio. Seen Pinocchio? It's you're watching Pinocchio. Mom's trying to help him along.
P. P. No.
No.
Key.
Key.
Oh.
Oh.
Pinocchio.
I vote kids smarter than mom.
Yeah.
Because that's just a silly word. It's too many letters.
P.
P.
No.
No.
Key.
Key.
Oh.
Oh.
Pinocchio.
I agree with you.
Do you? It's hard to believe. 12 years ago today, Steve Jobs went in front of everybody and said, "We got this new thing. It's called an iPad."
Just a few years ago, in 2007, Apple reinvented the phone with the iPhone. And the question has arisen, is there room for a third category of device in the middle, something that's between a laptop and a smartphone. We think we've got something, and we call it the iPad.
What is it?
Something between a laptop and an iPhone.
He could have walked right then.
Yep. What's it like in New York City? Actor Michael Rappaport.
Oh, did you see
actually
that?
Actually filmed a guy shoplifting at a New York City Rite Aid.
Right in front of the security guard.
And Michael Rappaport was filming him and could not believe what he was seeing. And nobody did anything about it.
I can't believe I'm seeing this. Yo! This guy just filled his two bags up with everything in Rite Aid right here on 80th and 1st Avenue. He's walking down the street like is Gucci. Look at me in my face like what's good. I was watching him the whole time. My man just went Christmas shopping in January.
Well, you know, it's nice to see that Nancy Pelosi has been so successful in bringing her San Francisco values everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. This is sad. It came out yesterday. Peter Robbins died.
Oh, yeah.
He was 65. Suicide. If the name doesn't ring a bell, he was the original voice of Charlie Brown in all of the classic Charlie Brown.
The originals.
What seems to be your trouble? I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement.
I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry. I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Amen.
He sounded depressed even then.
Mm-hmm. That's why we loved him.
Yeah.
They showed a picture, and I didn't even know these pictures existed. But I guess the way that they did it is they had the kids all standing together with one mic for the girls, one mic for the boys, and a guy directing them. So it's not like they did it multi-track where they just laid down their voice. They were all interacting with each other.
I guess up until the end, he was doing the shows. I think he was getting like $75 a pop to go and sign autographs.
Oh, and he had an elaborate autograph that he'd worked on.
Yep. That's sad.
And he had a tattoo of Charlie Brown hugging Snoopy on his arm.
Gonna wrap up the grab bag with this one.
I mean, that's iconic.
Junior?
That voice.
Oh, it's iconic. And when they changed it, and you could tell. Junior, what classical artist is celebrating a birthday? Legendary classical artist is celebrating a birthday today. You love them.
Yeah, I don't know their birthdays.
I'm telling you, it's a birthday today. Who do you think celebrate?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Starts with an M.
I don't know, Mahler?
Mozart!
Oh.
Jeez.
Mendelssohn?
Yeah,
Wolfgang
Mendelssohn.
Amadeus Mozart. born on this day back in 1756. There is a YouTube video that has 62 million hits on it with a video of guys from a group called Mozart Heroes, where they mash up Mozart and Metallica.
Here's Eminem.
Here's a little bit to celebrate Mozart's birthday. Million hits. Oh, please. No. It took me years of therapy. To get over this.
Shut this off.
Years of therapy. Rock me Amadeus. Amadeus. No.
Superstar.
Now, let me get to the chorus here.
Amadeus.
Peter Mug bringing us the grab bag. Open phones. Next, got some prizes for you.
Have you ever seen the movie, Junior?
Amadeus the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We'll be back. Good.
I use their drops.
Stan and Haney. It's 96 Gay Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 Gay Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Open phones time. This is where we get a chance to talk to you. You want to talk to us, Stan and Haney? Tell us what's on your mind. Get something off your chest. Inquire about something. Need some advice on something. Want to throw something out there? 277-9600 is the number. We set it aside each and every day. Turn the show over to you. Find out what's on your mind. What's making you tick. If you contribute, and not everybody's going to get a prize, but I do have prizes. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Master Men's Grooming. Two locations, by the way. You guys in Collier County and you two up in Fort Myers can get a haircut because they got two locations. Still have a Stan bobblehead. We've got Vampire Penguin Shaved Ice. Nate Bergazzi.
I thought it was Bergazzi.
I'm hearing so many different versions of it, and Junior's, I think, is wrong.
It's Bergazzi.
He's going to be at the Barber B Man, Nate Bergazzi. Grammy Award, Grammy-nominated comedian for Album of the Year. Comedy Central. Conan. Jimmy Fallon. He's going to be in concert at the Barber B Man, and we have tickets. We can put you on a guest list to go see Nate Bergazzi at the Barber B Man. That's going to be on April 22nd. If you want to go, we can get you on the guest list. And we also have a few more tickets left to go see Steel Panther at Dixie Roadhouse. These Steel Panther tickets, $158 value. for these great rockers from California. Get you a pair of tickets and on the guest list as well. Just find out what's on your mind. This is where it's your show for a little bit. 277-9600. You get a busy signal. Don't worry about it. We finish with a caller. It frees open a line. What do you got for us, Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian from Inglewood. How you doing?
Hey, Brian from Inglewood. How are things up in Inglewood? You're a rock's throw from Boca Grande, aren't you?
Yeah, there we are.
What's going on?
You ever find a shark's tooth?
Yeah, oh, probably a lot.
All the time.
What's going on?
So, a couple days ago, you were talking about family drama. I was trying to call in to talk to you about Ben.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get through.
I always have family drama. And none of it's my doing. It's from other states.
Right.
Who's that in the background? Who's that little one in the background?
That is my son. I'm picking him up from therapy. And he's probably going to chatter a couple times with you guys.
That's all right.
Sounds like a good boy.
Yeah.
I like him.
Okay, so
Y'all can always take him back.
Family drama.
So, what happened, my cousin has a sister who...
Wouldn't that be your cousin, too? Wouldn't your cousin who has a sister be... She's your cousin, too, right?
They are both my cousins, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's not complicate it
for
some people
brother.
Out there. Yeah. We got people like Dale might be listening.
No.
Want to make it as simple as possible.
Make it simple as possible. Okay.
So your cousin.
His sister was a very jealous type. And he didn't like her husband. So one weekend when he was visiting them and he got a little bored, he created a flower bouquet to her husband from someone named Laura and watched the drama unfold.
Just to watch it for the
what an
question.
Esther.
That is a dick.
Yeah, he is a terrible, terrible person. He got drunk and confessed all this to me one night. It destroyed the marriage and everything.
So it did destroy the marriage.
What, she going to believe her husband?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know anything about this, honey. Please.
Sure you don't. Who's Lori? What can I get you?
I heard you guys had some pewter mug.
I'll have one more to give away tomorrow, but I don't. I have Everblades. I have Masterman's Grooming. I have Stan Bobblehead. I have Vampire Penguin Shaved Ice. I've got tickets to go see Nate Bargatze at Barber B. Man, and I got Steel Panther.
Could I get the comedy?
Yeah, absolutely, to Nate Bargatze. Yep, Barber B. Man. We're going to put you on a guest list.
Cool.
All right, hold on. 277-9600. Jesus, jumping. Ahoy, who's this?
Carl.
Hey, Carl, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind, Carl?
Hey, I called to pester Junior.
You called to pester Junior.
Well, this is the one time where you don't
where you don't have to deal with Junior.
I know. I've been listening to your guys' morning show and your afternoon show. Y'all crack me up, boy.
I appreciate it, pal. How long you been living in the area?
30-some years.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And what do you do for a living?
I run heavy machinery.
Oh, so you get a chance to listen to us quite a bit then.
All day long, buddy. All day long.
That is just great. Well, Junior's off the phone now.
You got a nice cab?
Yeah, do you have one with the radio and the AC and all
that? I got one with AC, heated seats, FM, AM, CD player, and my loader.
That's awesome. How you do it.
All right, Junior can hear you right now. I'll let you get one comment and answer from Junior. If you have something you want to ask Junior, it has to be legitimate. And remember, if you want a prize, he'll be the one filling out the prize sheet. So what did you want to ask Junior?
I want to know why Junior sounds like a little girl every time he talks.
Well, guess who's not getting a prize, big boy?
Appreciate the call. I have to abide by Junior. No prize.
You know, if he said something nice, you know, I would have swung
I don't
some.
Think he gives a rat's ass care. About
he
the prize.
He just wanted to get that out.
He got what he
he's
wanted.
He's probably had that pent up for a long time
in
that cap.
Oh, yeah, he's been waiting to just unload that.
277-9600.
Especially, yeah, I'm a heavy equipment operator. Just wanted to ask why Junior talks like a little girl.
Yeah, little girl, whatever.
I got to take one more call, and then Haney and I have a special announcement we got to make. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Eli.
Hey, Eli.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just staying positive and testing positive.
There you go.
COVID runs through the house. Hey, real quick, I was wondering if Junior likes coffee.
A little bit.
Because the coffee's for closers. Did he ever take that Roxy girl out or what?
Coffee's for closers.
You're a dick, Eli. Get off the phone.
How dare you?
Love it. He's not a dick.
He's a dick.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to let my buddy go without a birthday cake. So I got $40 on Haney's birthday cake. You guys,
No, Eli, it's not worth it. Don't what? Do it. And you know what? You're going to come by to the back of the radio station. You're going to drop off the birthday cake. People around here are going to see the birthday cake. They're going to want to have some, and Haney's going to throw it out.
Well, it'll be worth $40 to watch that.
Just keep on testing positive, staying negative.
See ya. Special announcement.
Do I even get a thank you?
For?
I changed from one bad 80s song to another
one. No, this is not surprising.
But
Dear Commissar
better,
now.
Is it better than Amadeus?
No, not really.
I'm really disappointed. I thought you would like that.
Special announcement. I've been waiting all day to say this. And I know Haney has been waiting all day to say this, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is pretty much...
This is big news.
This is the biggest news of the day. We've been discussing it all day.
And we want to go, because I know he just got picked up. He's in his car with his dad. Got a great dad. Got a great mom. Happy 8th birthday, James.
That's right. It's the talk of the radio station.
Everybody around here, you know it's James's 8th birthday. And, oh yeah, we've been talking about this since. James, happy 8th birthday. We're so glad you're listening to us.
Yep, we just need to officially announce that it is, in fact, James' 8th birthday.
Number 8. 8 years. 8 years.
And I know we're all expecting big things from James.
We are. Somebody's got to carry on. And, James, I hope you have a great birthday. Your mom and dad love you very much.
And everybody knows he's a good boy.
And everybody knows James is a good boy. So happy birthday, buddy. 277-9600.
Didn't you have a piece of advice for James?
What was it? I did. What was it? What did I? Because I told you. What was the advice?
Do you want a sidebar? Because I know you wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
It.
Hold on. Oh, I do know what it is.
I knew you'd come around.
And I was telling you about it earlier.
It was a special piece of advice.
Yep.
Just for James on his birthday.
James. If I teach you anything, and it's your birthday, and this is something that I want you to take with you the rest of your life.
Special knowledge.
Special knowledge delivered by Stan. Do not eat the pot roast. Do not eat the pot roast. Whatever, you don't know when it's going to happen or if it might happen. I'm just telling you, James, do not eat the pot roast.
It's okay if your mom or dad make it.
Yes. This is outside pot roast.
Yep.
Can I give a little piece of advice?
No,
I'm just wondering if I could give a little piece of advice.
This is his birthday. It's his day.
Happy birthday, James. And I'm just saying, if there's a pot roast in front of you, it's probably going to be the best pot roast you've had in your entire life.
James, don't eat the pot roast.
Eat the pot roast,
and
James. Eat it.
Don't believe a word Junior says.
Yep. He's telling you fibs. Believe your mom. Believe your dad. Believe Uncle Haney and Uncle Stan.
Because your mom and dad might be polite and pretend to like the pot roast. You don't have to.
Don't eat the pot roast, James. Don't eat the pot roast.
It's the best one he'll ever have. Happy birthday, James.
I still want to figure out, somebody had to have told him that he's good at cooking.
But he's not. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ooh. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. You've been such leaders in the community there for so long. I just was wondering, with all the growth, you know, construction and building, is there any chance that Beasley, with this coming year or years, will be expanding, maybe taking some of the compound and building on it in the nearby?
We've been built on three times, and I don't think they want to build on anymore. They don't. This building was grandfathered in to begin with. The architecture in Estero is so nice, and they managed to go and...
Well, I mean, we've said it before, the place where we work bears a high resemblance to a low-level correctional facility.
Yep. There's barbed wire. It's gray, flat-roofed.
In the front, there's a reception area that looks like a sheriff's substation.
Yep.
And then the rest of it looks like, you know, holding cells.
It looks more like a rehab facility.
How would you know? 2779600. Yeah, how would you know?
How would you know?
Ahoy.
Don't worry about it.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Tommy. What's up?
Hey, Tommy. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Awesome. Hey, I got a question for Junior.
Yes, sir. Sure.
What did you think about the new Margaritaville in Fort Myers Beach? You know, I work in Fort Myers Beach.
Well,
the traffic situation.
No comment.
He doesn't know what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Now, Haney and I do.
But you didn't ask us. How about this? Is this better?
No. When we come back, Mother will be joining us in the studio. We're going to play another edition of Stan's Match Game. Got five Match Game questions from the original Match Game. Our celebrities of Mother, our own Richard Dawson, Mark Haney, and Junior will write their answers down to a phrase that has a blank in it. You match any one of our celebrities, you're going to win yourself a prize. We'll have up to five winners. We'll play Stan's Match Game when we come back later on today. Our question of the week. Stan and Haney, 96. This is just going to ruin me for days listening to this.
This wrecked you?
This is bothering me highly. Stan and Haney.
Hold on, man. Come on.
No.
Wait a second.
Yeah. K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from our question of the week. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win.
That damn Bridget Fonda picture is still lingering up there.
And he'll leave it up there all day if you let him.
I'm sorry, Bridget.
Yeah. We're going to play Stan's Match Game. That's why we've asked our celebrities to have pen and paper in hand, and we like to welcome to our panel of celebrities. You know him as our backup producer, Mother.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
Backup producer. That doesn't sound
it
right.
It doesn't.
He's more like our closer. He's like the Sandman coming
in. Yep. Our own Richard Dawson, Mark Haney here.
Hi, everybody.
There's Junior on the other side. He's going to participate.
What's up?
Now, here's...
He's so cool.
Now, here's what we're...
You know what? I want to call you on one thing first.
Yeah, please do.
And I want you to know that it doesn't bother me.
Okay, good.
But if I started doing all of a sudden what you do with the stress balls...
Yeah.
You would be climbing the walls.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
No, I encourage
you. They help.
Because it calms you. I'm just observing that if I was doing the exact same thing.
I know. Well, what you do is you let your beard grow so big and then you start twirling it.
Yeah.
Into little knots.
Yeah.
Or the staples.
Those are called stress balls?
Yeah, these are stress balls.
Hmm.
What did you think they were?
Well, I thought you got them at that one spot.
Adult Superstore.
Yeah.
277-9600. We've got 5 match game questions, 5 possible winners. We'll give everybody a chance. You match one of our celebrities, you're going to win a prize. I'm going to throw in $50 to the pewter mug. I've got Everblades tickets. Master Men's Grooming, 2 locations, Naples, Fort Myers. It's men's services, so you can get a men's haircut, and you can get your beards done, your hair coloring. It's for men. And we have a Stan bobblehead. We have Vampire Penguin Shaved Ice. We have tickets. We still have 4 more left if you want to go see Nate Bergetzi. He's going to be at the Barber Bee Man.
Again.
It changes every time.
Bergetzi.
Bergetzi is not what I was told.
Well, but then you said Bergetzi, and what
I think
you
I
just
like
said
Bergetzi
now
better.
Was even different.
No, people pronounce Bergetzi. It Bergetzi, but
okay,
he
I'm gonna
pronounces
go with,
it Bergetzi.
I'm going to go with what people pronounce it, Bergetzi.
Okay, I'm just going by what he said.
Don't argue with me. Don't argue. We're having a good day. Don't argue. Nate Bergetzi going to be at the Barber Bee Man. We'll get you on the guest list for that. And we also have tickets to go see Steel Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be at Dixie Roadhouse. So 5 possible winners. Now, realizing if you don't match anybody, you're not going to win. And we'll go to another caller. Let's see who we got up first. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Brian.
Brian, you want to play?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to read the question. I'm going to ask you to be quiet. Think about an answer because our stars have to write their answer down. When I ask you for your answer, give it to us. And if you match any one of them, Mother, Haney, or Junior, you're going to win a prize, okay?
10-4.
All right. Here it is. This is your question. What's your first name again?
Brian.
Brian, here we go.
Boy, I hope we get a dumb Dora this week.
I don't think we have a dumb Dora this week.
Mm.
Here we go. And don't say anything yet. Let our stars write their answers down. Sarah said, my husband, the cowboy, has lost his mind. Today, he was in the kitchen trying to blank a jar of horseradish. Let our stars write the answer down before we go to you. Sarah said, my husband, the cowboy, has lost his mind. Today, he was in the kitchen trying to blank a jar of horseradish. Haney's done, Junior. You got your answer down
all
there.
Done.
All right, Mother.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to let's go. Now it's your turn. I'll read it to you one more time. Sarah said, my husband, the cowboy, has lost his mind. Today, he was in the kitchen trying to blank a jar of horseradish.
Lasso.
Lasso a jar of horseradish. Mother, what did you have written down?
I wrote lasso.
He wrote down lasso. That's a match. That is a match. Where's the bell and all that stuff?
Ding.
Where's the bell and all that? Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I had the wrong one pulled up.
Haney, what did you have? Yeah. What did you have written down? Ride and Junior.
I put lasso.
Lasso, you got 2 matches on that. What would you like?
Hey, now. Hey, I'll take that last Stan bobblehead.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. 277-9600. Stan's match game. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, you want to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Jeremy, let's get things ready here. Let them write their answer down. You think about your answer until I ask you for it, Jeremy, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Stars, get ready. Ken says, I have the baby flu. How do I know it's the baby flu? Because I have an uncontrollable urge to blank. Let me read it for the celebrities one more time. Ken says, I have the baby flu. I know it's the baby flu because I have an uncontrollable urge to blank. Junior writing, Haney writing mother in mid cursive.
So it's English.
Everybody done? Haney done? Mother done? Junior's still writing over there. All right.
Can you repeat it?
Sure, I can repeat it.
Ooh.
Ken says, I have the baby flu. I know it's the baby flu because I have an uncontrollable urge to blank. All right. Okay. All right. There. Okay. We're good. Now to you, Jeremy. Let me read it to you. Ken says, I have the baby flu. I know it's the baby flu because I have an uncontrollable urge to blank.
I'm going to go with breastfeed.
Breastfeed.
Boy, that's awfully specific.
It's awfully specific. We may have to go to the judges for it. Junior, let's start with you. What did you have for that? He's looking for breastfeed.
I put poop.
Okay, that's buzzer on that. That was not a match.
That's what he did during the break.
Yep, poop. Haney, what did you have written down? Breastfeed. Yes. All right. What did you have, mother?
I said lactate.
You got a match.
The baby doesn't lactate.
No, but he does.
What? Ken, you're saying Ken lactates?
Yeah, that's how he knew the baby had a flu.
I have the baby flu. How do I know it's the baby flu? Because I have an uncontrollable urge to lactate?
Yeah. That's why they call it the baby flu. Oh,
okay.
There are no wrong answers on this. You just got a match. What would you like?
Can I do the Nate Bargatze ticket?
You sure can. Hold on.
What?
What is it?
I say Bargatze.
Okay. So it's a got, not a get.
It's Bargatze.
Or a gat. Nate Bargatze. You got it, buddy. Hold on. We're going to set you up. You're going to be on a guest list. Hold on. There you go.
Thank God. At some point in the near future, we're all going to know his name.
At some point.
Do you think he eats focaccia bread?
All right, let's see what else we got. Let's see what else we got to play.
I might prefer bruschette.
Yeah, a little bruschette. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Fred.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Fine, how you doing?
You want to play this game and chance to win a prize?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right. Junior, are you prepared to play over there? No?
He's getting prize information.
And Fred, just hold on a second. I do want to go to Mother. I don't know if when you walked into the room, Haney, you smelled lavender. You have some lavender spray?
Yeah,
give Haney a squirt of that.
I got some lavender organic hand sanitizer, and let me tell you, it's hand sanitizer.
No, I don't want it.
Go ahead, try a little.
No, I don't.
It's refreshing.
I don't like floral, and I can't smell it anyway. I'm rolling long COVID.
All right, Fred.
Did you guys smell smelled like flowers in the studio, like birds of paradise?
Yeah, it was. Because it's Mario's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't trust floral scents because they're always trying to mask something.
Yeah.
Especially, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Various odors. You ready now, Fred?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go, because Junior's all set and ready, and our stars are ready. Let them write their answer down. I'll ask you, Fred, specifically for your answer. Here we go. At the department store complaint desk, Harry said, I'll tell you why I'm returning this camel hair coat. You forgot to remove the blank. Oh, here it is again for our stars to write the answer down. At the department store complaint desk, Harry said, I'll tell you why I'm returning this camel hair coat. You forgot to remove the blank. Junior, still writing. You done over there? Haney? Mother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to you, Fred. Let me read it one more time. At the department store complaint desk, Harry said, I'll tell you why I'm returning this camel hair coat. You forgot to remove the blank.
Humps?
Humps?
Yep.
All right, that's not a bad answer. Let's go to Mark Haney. What did you have written down, Haney? You forgot to remove the camel. not a match. We're looking for humps, which is a good answer. Junior?
I put hump.
Hey, that's a match.
Hey, well,
Mother, what did you write down?
I said camel toes.
Fred, what can we get you?
You got a pewter mug?
I do have a pewter mug. It's our last one for the month. You got the very last one. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Good answer.
If they were still on, it'd probably be a woman's coat.
Yep. The camel toes. let's play. Let's get another one. Let's get another person to play. We still got more prizes. Prizes and surprises. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Austin.
No, I can't hear you. I call back on a better line. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Eli again.
Eli, you want to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You know what? But Mother's ready. Haney's ready. We're waiting on Junior here for just a second.
Shocker.
gotta let him finish over there. He's so busy.
He's a millennial. You got to give him a little extra time for everything, it seems.
All right.
Oh, shut it.
Eli, this one's for you. Let the stars write their answers down. When I ask you specifically for your answer, I'll let you know. Here we go. Stars, here it is. Hey, did you hear the government is even taxing hitchhikers? Yeah, they're calling it a blank tax. Junior wants to hear it again. Hey, did you hear the government is even taxing hitchhikers? They're calling it a blank tax. Federal government, even taxing hitchhikers, they're calling it a blank tax. You done over there? You seem to be very... Eli Jr.'s very fidgety over there.
Yeah.
He's familiar.
All that coffee he didn't drink.
Because why?
Because coffee's for closers.
I'm the one that gives out the prizes, bud. I don't know why you're giving me out.
No, if he legitimately has a match, you're going to give him a prize.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll get lost in the system. Maybe it won't.
Oh, you mean like Dale?
Yeah, like Dale's.
Don't you bring Dale's name into this.
Eli, here you go. Hey, did you hear the government is even taxing hitchhikers? They're calling it a blank tax. What's your answer?
I'm going to go with a thumb tax.
Yeah. Mother?
I actually said thumb tax.
That's a match. That is a match. Haney, thumb. There it is, Junior.
I put freeload.
Two matches, Eli. You got yourself a prize. What would you like?
We still got the Steel Panther ticket?
We do. We have Steel Panther left, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going, Eli. Hold on.
Sweet.
All right. Hold on, buddy. You know, give Junior a chance to get himself organized over there. We have a chance. One more round.
That was my nickname back in the day.
What was your nickname?
Steel Panther.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what Bridget Fonda's nickname was?
One hot pizza. Can't say that anymore.
No.
277-9600. We'll go one more round and one more prize if somebody matches. Ahoy, who's this?
Damn, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of upset you hung up on me earlier.
Oh. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Corey from Naples.
Hey, Corey, you want to play?
Love to.
All right. Junior, get off the phone now.
Oh, I forgot to say Corey the captain, actually.
Corey?
Hey.
Oh, all right. Hey, Captain.
How we doing?
Now, are you the 727?
737.
Oh, I'm sorry, 737. All right.
I know it.
Was that your son that called that time?
That was my boy that called.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just verify all this stuff and let your son know, you're legit. You call the show.
Right on. I told him. He didn't believe me.
Is he calling us from up there?
Yeah. When's your next? Are you flying now on autopilot or are you on the ground?
Yeah, I got nothing else to do.
All right. Here we go, Corey.
All right.
I'll let you. I'll read it. Let the stars write their answers down. I'll ask you specifically for your answer when they're finished. Okay.
Roger.
All right. Here we go. Roger that. Here it is, guys. The football coach said, "We have so many animals on this team. Huh. We had to give the team trainer a blank." Think about that, Corey. Let me read it for the stars one more time. The football coach said, we have so many animals on this team. We had to give the team trainer a blank. You done? Oh, wow. That's a change.
Oh, yeah. Don't act shocked.
Haney, done?
Done.
Mother?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go to you right now, Captain Corey. The All football right. coach said, "We have so many animals on this team, we had to give the team trainer a blank."
Man, this is a hard one, but I'm going to go with Pooper Scooper.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? We had so many multiple winners today, Corey, and I don't know that we're going to get a match on Pooper Scooper.
Would you like to maybe...
It's going to be something poop-related, though. I can guarantee you that.
Haney, what did you have written down? Whip. Now, there's the definitive answer. Whip.
Yeah, that was good.
Mother?
You know, I just said the first thing that popped in my mind, because I was drawing a blank, but I was going back to Beaver Trap.
Junior?
I put rabies shot.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Corey.
That was all over the board.
Sorry, it was. It was all over the...
Well,
sorry,
I mean, you see psychologically the different attitudes.
By the way, the definitive answer was whip.
Mm-hmm. That was a good answer.
Most of the celebrities in the show did say whip.
You would think that you need to dominate an animal.
Correct.
Versus Junior getting preventative rabies shots.
Yep.
Well, dude, you're around a bunch of animals. You don't know what kind of diseases they got. You might want to get a rabies shot.
Have you ever heard them describe that football player's an animal?
Or you might want to use a whip.
Yeah.
And bend them to your will.
Yep. No, because that is animal abuse.
You know what?
It is 2022, guys.
Yeah, dude. What's your deal?
I'll whip you.
Can't say that anymore.
Seriously, I'd like to take a cat and nine tails to him.
I know you would. But
that's an HR concern.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I haven't done it.
I bet you they had a whip next to those stress balls when you got those, huh?
Yeah,
came from the same store.
Yeah,
yeah.
HR issue, huh? I'll be sure and let Mr. Puffin Stuff know that you got a problem.
Yeah, who's your friend when things get rough? Mother, thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Oh, it's over already.
It's over.
I was just warming up.
I know you were. Yeah, but by the old clock on the wall, it's time to take a break.
I guess that means we were having fun.
We were having fun.
Good.
We'll be
back. Enjoy your stress ball.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
As a man in the public eye for more than two decades, Stan has always had a way with the ladies. He's a local celebrity whose charm and style have melted women's hearts all over Southwest Florida. His secret? Self-confidence, movie star looks, and a great opening line.
Hey, baby. Nice top. Can I talk you out of it?
Get out of my face, you sick bastard.
Hey, sugar britches. I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I could make your bedrock. Ah! Hey, doll. How do you like your eggs in the morning? Fertilized or unfertilized?
If you don't step back now, I will scream rape. Ow!
I'm here, baby. What are your other two wishes?
Honey, kick his ass now.
Hey, gorgeous. If you think you'll regret it in the morning, we could sleep till afternoon.
How does this feel, you fat f***?
Stan, I think I speak for all men of Southwest Florida. You are someone we could all look up to and in some way envy. You are one smooth customer.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Well, I mean, it's a rock and a hard place. Clyburn laid down the law.
I know. And people just, never mind. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, which means in about 30 minutes, our question of the week. I know for a fact it's going to trigger something in just about everybody's mind. You're going to have an answer to this. And I'll just let Haney, who doesn't know yet, and Junior, we've talked about this in probably the last few days. And I know darn well somebody has an answer to our question of the week in about 30 minutes. Maria tomorrow is going to be at a K-Rock happy hour. She's going to be at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. Always a great time down there. Maria will be there from 3 to 5. Be sure tomorrow to wish her a belated happy birthday. It's her birthday today. 96-cent Bud and Bud Light Drafts. DJ will be on the beach. Maria will be on the beach. And then
we're with the party people.
Yep. Yeah, they set her up right on the beach. Then there's going to be live music at night in the cottage. So make sure you... What a great way to start off the weekend. Head down to Fort Myers Beach. Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach with Maria. 3 to 5 for a K-Rock happy hour. I am during the email segment, and I'm not going to even read all of it. And I didn't think I would say this, but I am going to stick up for our producer, Junior. I'm going to stick up for you. Obviously, we got into a little back and forth. It should have been just a one-way thing. But we got into a little back and forth about promos being played. Had nothing to do with him. Junior does a promo every day for the Stan and Haney Show. I just noticed they were weighted. We were playing a lot of Dave and Chuck the Freaks, but in the morning, hardly any of our promos are being played, and I wanted a number. And then he thought it was all on him when he mistook it. And our listeners, and I appreciate this, love to get their two cents worth in. A lot of times they'll go and call Junior horrific names. They don't call him a little bit.
Nobody calls him that.
But they will call him horrific names. Now, to this emailer's credit, I take it back, he called him names. The emailer has no idea, and I'm sticking up for you, and I'm going to stick up for you in this email, has no idea what you do or the convoluted process it takes to get something on the air. Now,
It's harder than it should be.
It's much harder than it should be. Now, don't get me wrong. The emailer does make some valid points. But I'm going to have to stick up for Junior on this one because I think the email was misinformed, misguided, and really you don't know how convoluted things can be here.
Yeah. And, you know, in fairness to Junior, they never hear the many good things that he does.
You know, The many good things.
There's so many. You can pick any one of them.
Just stay there. Coming to me right now.
It's tough. I held the door open for someone
traffic.
That's being a good citizen.
Yeah, good citizen. I thought it was nice.
Well, I think it's important to be a good citizen. Traffic, whether you're here or not, traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers in Cape Coral. But I'm going to stick up for you, and because it bothered me a little bit reading the email. Not the name calling, just the assumption of what he does. One thing that's down in Collier County, it's in the estates. We have a crash. Everglades Boulevard North and 43rd Avenue Northeast. That's all that's showing up on the board right now. We'll have another update for you in less than 25 minutes or so. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
An interesting psychological experiment done by researchers at Ohio State.
All right.
A perfectly delicious cookie can taste horrible to you if you think other people don't like it.
I would agree.
They did a fairly involved test.
I would agree. Or a perfectly delicious cookie and they tell you who made it and what was in the room.
Uh-huh.
You know, old Puss in Boots jumping up on the counter.
Yep.
Pawing at it.
Thank you, no. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't really happen. Well, now the image is in my mind, and it doesn't matter. It might be a great cookie, but
that's
I'll never know.
Correct.
You know, I saw earlier today the entire nation of Texas held a press conference about everything.
Yep, they sure did. You got to realize they were at one time their own country.
And evidently, they are one of the few governments that are on to the red shiny TikTok.
Darn right there.
We have another example of the misinformation that is rampant on TikTok.
Less than an hour.
And finally, what does they say? Third time's a charm, three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, a lot of threes.
What about four? Is that a good number or a bad number?
I don't,
fourth time
is...
You never hear about that.
You don't.
A man who robbed a store three times is arrested when he returns a fourth time.
Finally.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. So important. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
I'm sure you saw this. McDonald's adding fan suggestions to the menu.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that.
Bring back the deep-fried apple pies. There's my suggestion.
And that's sane.
Yep.
You know, the land, air, and sea is not sane. But it appears that people are happy about it. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other changes people want McDonald's to make.
Top other changes people want McDonald's to make.
Get rid of grimace. Nobody wants to eat while staring at a giant purple nipple.
You guys think you're funny.
Okay.
Well,
this is funny.
I mean, I don't brag about it. No,
you really do.
It's an exercise, okay? We do this every day. It's an exercise.
Okay.
Is that good?
I'll take that as a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop calling it Filet-O-Fish. Nobody wants to have to fake an Irish accent to order it. Combine the McFlurry, milkshake, and hot fudge sundae into a mega dessert called the McDiabetic.
You referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
And finally, the top other change people want McDonald's to make.
Yes.
Delete calorie counts on the menu. It's just depressing.
Oh my gosh.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email.
Wanted to make sure I left you plenty of time.
Appreciate
for the email.
That. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
You want to do it again?
Sure. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Sit down.
Sit down. All right, Dan.
By the way, before you get started, I've been meaning to do this all day and I forgot. Just a message in case Neil Young is listening. Remember what Clint Eastwood taught us. A man's got to know his limitations.
Now, Junior, I'm going to stick up for you. And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to do this sarcastically. I'm looking you straight in the eye and I'm going to stick up for you.
Well, that's a lot of hand-holding there.
Yep. Although, he does have a couple of valid points. This is from Steve. He lives in Cape Coral. And there's no way in the world I can get to all of this, as you can see.
No, that's all about me?
Yes.
Wow, this guy has a lot of time on his hands.
Guys, I just wanted to comment regarding the show's promos. And this is specifically so that your producer, Junior, can understand that the reason the other show is getting more promos is directly because of his performance and laziness, lack of professionalism, and failing to be a grown-up with his job as a producer of a 100,000-watt radio show. He produces them. He does not have control on how many times they air. So there's a stick-up for him right now. He does not have control of that.
I think the emailer is suggesting that Junior might want to, on his own, take on an advocacy role.
Maybe. Yes, both shows, Dave and Chuck and Stan and Haney, play promos. But there is a major difference in the effort that the producers apply to their job. One is professional, Junior is not. Gentlemen, I listen to both shows on a regular basis, so I can make a clear evaluation of fact from what I hear.
I'm not hearing a whole lot of fact.
And the fact is, their producer provides your upper management with 30-second segments from shows that are sometimes less than 24 hours old. So therefore, providing management with a continuous supply and library of brand new segments that are current. You do current segments, do you not?
I do them every single day.
I know you do. I know you do. Yeah. This is, again, where Steve is assuming something that, A, as I found out today, don't get played a heck of a lot. They're done. They just don't get played.
So the effort is there as far as making the promo. They're just not getting played.
Right. That is the job of an alert professional producer when it is done correctly. A good producer who has their show on podcast only 60 minutes after it aired, not the next day.
I know. But back to the promo issue, as Stever goes. You have no idea. Whereas, Junior, you rely on old tapes, old segments. It's not. It's new.
Are we sure?
Yeah, are we sure? You don't put an old promo up, do you?
No, man.
Like there's not a day you feel like phoning it in and...
No, dude.
So you're not putting an old
it's
promo.
It's a new, fresh one every single day. Yeah.
Okay, so
thought.
Like, what's today's promo?
It's more from the fluffer from yesterday. Because you had another funny back and forth with Gertrude.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From here. Shows that... current shows, Junior, that you should be listening to every word as they are happening to capture these moments. That's the job of a good producer.
Well, that's true, Steve.
yeah. As you recall, the listeners, and not you, Junior, because you don't do your job, recently identified that the internet formats have been playing old promos. I'm going to stop you right there, Steve.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Junior... and Dave and Chuck and their producer have absolutely nothing, zero, to do with what goes on the internet.
That's a separate entity.
Zero. So I'm going to skip that whole paragraph where you just tear Junior down one side and the other about what's on the internet. He's got nothing to do with it.
You know what? Let's talk about the many, many good things that Junior does.
He...
like...
You know.
Yeah.
Right. What else is in the email? Yeah.
Let me just. So, it has to be laziness on Junior's part. Because otherwise, Junior, it might be your inability to perform your job. You are not mature enough. So if it is laziness and not stupidity or inability, then it is time to step up to the plate right now.
You are still not mature enough.
Yes, Junior. Your listeners mean right now. Because you're of your job performance. Sooner or later, your management is going to realize, Junior, you're not a contribution to the show, but a hindrance instead. You are taking Stan and Haney down instead of lifting them up. There, I can agree with. I can agree with that. You got to lift us up. So now, Junior, now, before it's too late, step up to the plate, be a team player, or it's time to walk out of the stadium. Signed, Steve from Cape Coral.
God, I wish he knew what I do every single day. I just wish he had the smallest
80%.
You know what you should say, Junior? I'm going to give you this for free.
Yep.
What?
Say, Steve, I appreciate your passion for this show.
Steve, I appreciate the passion you have for this show, but God, you are wrong. You are wrong,
buddy.
Don't
ever put a butt in there. Let them feel good. You know the truth. I know the truth. Haney knows the truth. Let him feel good. I appreciate, and I'll say it, Steve, I appreciate your passion for this show. It is listeners like you that we want on our side, and thank you for your email. And we've heard everything you've said. Our question of the week is next.
Something wonderful happens when you change to
Stan and Haney.
You'll feel better.
Did you say I'll feel better?
Yes, and here are the reasons why. Coughs disappear. Parched throat clears up. That stale feeling vanishes.
That is wonderful.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second, but it is Thursday, and every Thursday at this time, we pose to you our question of the week, and you have the right answer. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your story,
And we will pose the question, do some traffic, let you think about it, and call in 277-9600. We'll send it around the horn here, and then we'll take your phone calls for your answer to our question of the week. Here it is. And we were talking about it just this week. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? I know when I went, it was required. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? And if you did, what did you make? 277-9600. Phone lines are released. Our question of the week. We used to have to. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? And if so, what did you make? I made some good stuff. We'll send it around the horn. Get your answers, 277-9600. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We will start in Fort Myers, Daniels. So we got a crash, Daniels Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. Also, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Colonial Boulevard. Lehigh Acres, crash, Jaguar Boulevard and Bell Boulevard South. And we got one in Bonita, disabled vehicle. Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Quinn Street. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. Think back to those junior high school days. Back in the 70s, it was a requirement. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? And if so, do you remember what you made? I took metal, I took wood, and I took home economics. And I had to think about this. I know in metal shop, I made a shoehorn, and I also made a fire poker. One of the big long ones with the hook at the end of it, and you can move the logs around in the fireplace or the wood stove. In wood shop, I made a stool, and I made a boot remover, you know, where you jam the heel of your boot, and then you give it a pull, and it takes your boot off. Because we up on the farm, we all wore boots and stuff, and I said, oh, that's what I'll make. So I made a boot remover and a stool, and in home economics, which I was required to take, spaghetti and meat sauce, and then for sewing, I made a denim smock. Haney, did you take shop class?
Sure did.
What did you take?
Well, the way they did it with us, it was a junior high situation. So in seventh grade, what they'd have you do is wheel. And you'd have one class that would switch like every 6 weeks. So at some point, you were going to get shop. At some point, you were going to get home ec. And there were a couple other ones.
What'd you make?
You know, I don't remember.
It was that insignificant? I remember my parents were so proud when I brought home that mahogany stool.
I brought home something, but it wasn't as good as a stool. It was more like, yeah, that's cute. But what I do remember is that it seemed odd to us that they forced boys to take home ec.
Oh, we had to.
And girls to take shop. Yeah. And so at the seventh grade level, we handled it ourselves. And the girls would basically do all the work in home ec, and we'd do all the work for them in shop.
See, we had kitchens in home ec where you would be teamed up, but you were responsible.
Oh, we were teamed up.
But in wood shop and metal, you were on your own. You built and did what you wanted to do.
No, it was an unwritten thing that the girls helped the boys with home ec, and we helped them in shop. Now, that was during wheel, because the idea of wheel is that way you'd know what you wanted to take in 8th and 9th grade.
Junior, did you take a shop or home ec class in school?
Yeah, I took both, but my mom was a home ec teacher.
And, so you were in her class?
When I was a kid, like elementary school, she was teaching middle school at the time. I used to have to go to her home ec class, and I would basically be like her helper.
I
was actually pretty good at sewing, so I made a bunch of stuff, and I had to teach other kids, middle schoolers, how to sew.
So basically,
you know the one thing about him?
What?
He is aggressively honest.
Yeah. Did you take any wood or metal?
I did, yeah, in middle school.
Do you remember what you made?
We made like some like puzzles and stuff, and then I actually went to like the after-school program where it was more technology-based.
But he admits to being the teacher's helper. And sewing.
Yep.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, dude? It's not like I was a little bitch or anything.
You don't know. You honestly don't know.
No, maybe you don't know.
His mom and Clett Jr., now you sit down and I may need a helper.
And you know,
and I happily obliged.
He does. He has so much potential. But he hasn't been shown anything.
I could have became a tailor.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You remember how good you did once I taught you how to bowl?
But yeah, I got a 54.
But nobody ever showed you before.
No, people have showed me, but...
You ended up with a 54. You started out with a 0.
If I was a home ec helper, I would have gotten my ass beat.
That's just how things are.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Austin.
Austin, did you take shop class or home economics in school? If so, what did you make?
You want to know something funny? The year before I got to middle school, they stopped home ec. And then the year before I got to high school, some idiot sliced off his thumb, so I was a freshman. I didn't get the opportunity to take it.
No, that's just what happened.
It happens. We had a guy that got his arm mangled.
Usually it's the shop teacher. That's what happened in our school.
We had a student that it was a big deal for them to be assigned to turn off the blower that would blow up all the sawdust and keep the sawdust. And it had big belts, and he reached over and grabbed it and got his arm chewed up in the damn thing. I was in the class. We just went back the next day.
Oh, did you get to see it?
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The shop teacher.
Did they even put a memo out?
I don't remember a memo being. I remember the shop teacher.
It just happened, and you moved on.
The blower switch was in another room from the shop. You heard the kids scream out. The shop teacher ran in there, and we're all going, "What the hell?" And the shop teacher was carrying him like a baby, running, and his arm was hanging, and blood was everywhere.
Oh, damn!
And then
did he ever come back?
I don't remember. It was a long time. I don't remember. He might have been a freshman or a sophomore, and I could have been a
senior. Did he lose the arm?
Don't remember. I just remember it being caught in the belts.
Because that would be a tough one to come back for.
Yeah.
The mental image of being carried like a baby by the shop teacher.
And it was always great fun, and the woodshop teacher would warn you. The bandsaw, after it had been used a while, could sometimes snap, and it would go, the bandsaw, the blade, go flying across the room. Well, time to put a new one on. Yeah, it was, whew. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Justin, did you take shop class or home economics in school, and if so, what'd you make?
Yes, I did. I think our teacher actually took advantage of the class. We had to build a shed for him. Because we had the same teacher in middle school and high school. And we can never get near the coffee pot. I always remember that because we think that he was spiking it. But then he'd have us make him a shed. Basically, he was getting tools, and we just built up a whole bunch of stuff. But I think we built him a patio deck. He took the whole thing for him.
That's great. You know, there were always more skilled students. There were ones that were going to be carpenters. And I remember in our shop class, and it took them 2 years to do it, but a kid in our class actually made out of strips of wood that he had shaved down a canoe. And I mean, that canoe was, they did newspaper articles on him and the progress of the canoe. It was beautiful. And yeah, and I was making a footstool. But I got to use the lathe and do the design on the legs and measure it all out to match up the legs and this nice, sweet piece of mahogany on top. It was great. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy there.
I can barely hear you.
No?
No, I can't. No. And that was... Call back because you had a horrible connection. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Chris.
Chris, did you take shop class in home ec? And if you did, what'd you make?
Okay, I took home ec and I took shop. For home ec, it was muffin surprise. It was muffin with a little jelly in the center of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did pretty good. I did a little bit of sewing. But in shop, and this is what made me call in, because this is something very special to me. In shop, I made a plaque with my little brother's name on it. His name was PJ. And I had to, you know, cut out all the letters, just the two letters, with the little, you know, the little saw and all this
like
stuff.
Like a scroll saw.
Yeah, like the scroll, saw. Yeah.
Yep. And then glue it and brad it to the other board. And, you know, fill the holes in and sand it all down nice and paint it and shellac it and all that.
That's awesome.
My brother had it all these years up until he passed away in 2016, and he gave it to his son, who still has it to this day.
That is such a great story.
That was something. That's why I called it. That really touched me when you asked that question.
Oh, I'm so glad you got a chance to say it.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. 277-9600.
It was really nice, the cooperation, because it was just, it was obvious to all involved. Like, I don't know how kids are today, but it's like all of us, as far as the guys, we knew a little something about wood shop, maybe right. Not so much metal shop, but you had girls in there. They could sew, they could cook like it was nothing. Like something that would take me all day
gotta,
to sew, she'd do it in 5 seconds.
Realize, when I was there in Connecticut, it was the women's lib movement, and it was guys should know how to do domestic stuff. And so the room, they had a lot of money to spend on this. You had a room that was full of sewing machines. And
they had sewing machines, kitchen equipment.
You needed to learn how to use a thimble. You needed to learn how to drop in the bobbin of the sewing machine. You had to know how to cut out your material and sew it. And it wasn't a group effort or a team effort. You were judged on it. And
that
I
wouldn't
just,
have been good for me.
I just remember that was cooking was easy, and I still love cooking. They had us go and cook spaghetti and sauce, but the way the teacher did it, you'd use dry spaghetti and put it in the sauce raw, and then you cooked it, and the spaghetti would soften in the sauce, and then you'd have it. That's how it was.
Oh, al dente.
Yeah, al dente. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve,
did you take shop class or home economics in school? If so, what did you make?
Hey, I was forced to take both. And in home ec, I made B&G, and in shop class, I did wood. I made a little birdhouse, and also made a little cabinet like you put over your bathroom, you know.
Yeah, a little shelf there.
Had a little screen on the inside, cut a little window out on and all that stuff. And you was talking about a bandsaw earlier. We had a guy in my class that... his hand slipped and took his thumb completely off.
Oh, yeah. That happened all the time. Today, they go and cancel the class. We just went to class the next day. I mean, unbelievable. He just... another thing I made in wood shop was a birdhouse. I brought it home, and my father refused to nail it to the tree. he decided to put a hook on it and just hang it with a piece of...
do they still do that?
Of twine, and the birdhouse would spin around like a top, and when the twine got all tight, and it would spin around the other way. Do you know a bird moved into that house?
Crazy
and,
bird?
And stayed right in that house the whole time until it fell apart.
Do they still let kids use bandsaws?
We had so many saws. We had the lathe, which you could a piece of wood could come flying out of that. You had bandsaws. You had skill saws. The board where you'd slide the board through it. The open blades.
It just
blades.
Seems like they wouldn't allow that now.
I don't know. I wonder. Do they still have all that
stuff?
Yeah,
we had all that when I was in middle school, and we got to use all of it.
Yeah? Anybody get their thumb cut off?
No, not when I was there.
But you heard stories?
No, I didn't hear stories. I don't think anyone got injured in shop class when I was there.
We had metal shop. We had this big furnace where you could take the metal and turn it white hot, and then you'd take it on the anvil, and you'd hammer out. That's how I made the fire poker.
See, I remember there were always rumors that, you know, a kid had cut a finger off or something in previous years. And I have my doubts that it's true, but I remember the day the shop teacher cut his finger off.
In metal shop, I also used the spot welder to make a tin box.
Doesn't seem like the wisest thing.
I don't know. It was just what it was.
No, that's something we definitely didn't have.
What, a spot welder?
Yeah.
You take the two pieces of metal and you turn down the handle with the face thing on and zzz. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Jason.
Jason, did you take shop class or home economics in school, and what'd you make?
Yeah, I had shop class, wood shop. It's not exactly what I made. I went to a Catholic school back in the early 80s, and these little bastards would make wood paddles, and they'd put holes in them so you cut down on the airflow, you know?
Yes.
That's the old Board of Education.
Yeah, we had one teacher. He was like, pick your poison. He had about 30 of them.
Oh, man. Yeah, Catholic school.
Yeah, and I was one of the kids that was always getting paddles, so I hated the shop kids. Absolutely hated them.
You know, in metal shop, too, and you know this because we've talked about it, throwing stars.
Yep.
There'd always be somebody that wasn't doing his project and making a throwing star. And
making a good living selling them.
We had a kid in metal shop that actually got mad at the teacher and threw the throwing star.
Oh, you don't do
it
that,
it didn't
son.
Hit him, but it stuck in the wall.
Oh, I bet it did.
Shop teacher took it down, and I don't know. He was sent to the office. I don't remember what happened. I just remember the shop teacher ducking.
Because, see, everybody would try to make throwing stars, but there'd be a couple that were really, really good at it.
Yeah. And that was the first word in class. No throwing stars. I catch anybody making a throwing star, you're out of this class. And then one day it just came flying through the room.
That was highly effective. We had the same talk. And, of course, everybody said, well, that really spoils my plans.
Yeah. If you'd like to answer our question of the week.
Because we're kids. We do exactly what we're told.
Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? If so, what'd you make? Mark Haney and the News is next. We're Stan and Haney.
How's this, Mommy?
Oh, that looks good.
Hi, darling. Hurry and get ready for dinner. PTA meeting tonight.
Ellen, please. I just got home. Don't rush me!
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Ellen, please. Please. Hi, darling. PTA meeting. Ellen, please.
Ah, the good old days.
Stan and Haney here. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney in the News coming up at 6 o'clock. It'll be Al Beck taking you through your Thursday evening. Also want to remind you, tomorrow Maria, the birthday girl, is going to be at another K-Rock Happy Hour at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. Great way to kick off the weekend. She's going to be there from 3 to 5. 96-cent Bud and Bud Light Drafts. They're going to have a DJ on the beach, live music at night in the cottage.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And Mario will be right there with you in the sand. K K-Rock Happy Hour, Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach tomorrow, 3 to 5 with 96 K-Rock. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers in Cape Coral. Couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Gator Road and Alico Road. And the other crash, Fort Myers, Toledo Drive and Haitian Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Well, then, please. I just got
when
home.
People believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
Welcome home, dear.
Hi, one darling. Dinner's ready. PTA meeting tonight.
Most respected
he was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the boss.
He wants to get that meeting over with so she can go in a closet and drink.
Hi, I'm Derek Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, January 27th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
An ostrich is a big dumb boid.
And they can be mean.
And they're nervous.
Hello,
flighty.
Nervous Nellies.
No, I say flighty. They can't fly,
they can.
But they're flighty. They're dingbats.
Yep. Not much going there.
And they are as dumb comes. The eye of an ostrich is much bigger than its brain.
Really?
An ostrich's eyes are about 2 inches in diameter, which is about the size of a billiard ball.
That's a pretty big eye.
Yeah. Little tiny, teensy tiny brain.
Yep. So the brain is smaller than the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
Than a single eye.
Right.
Yeah.
Duh. Yep. Dumb. You can play tricks on them.
Yep. Oh yeah, they all they know is they get mad.
Yep.
They don't know why.
They just get mad.
Because it's pure instinct.
Yep. We got a guy who used to come around here a lot. He used to be the same way. Show him a shiny object.
Mm-hmm.
Distract him.
Oh yeah, he'd forget everything. Boy, look at that.
Yep.
Come on, yous. Here we go. You want this? You want this? Oh, I couldn't take that. That's probably worth a lot of money. No, you can have it. Really? Yeah. That's pretty shiny.
Yep.
Came off a soda can. You can have it.
Oh, look, he brought up a diagram. Look at that. That is, it's a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb bird. An ostrich thing can't even fly. They got claws on them, though, that'll tear you to ribbons.
But they might forget sometimes that they can't fly, and they'll start running around in circles,
flap
flapping
their wings.
Their wings.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Wonder why it doesn't work.
So stupid.
Boy, you want to get some rocks and find an ostrich?
I'd love it.
We do that from time to time.
Just for fun.
No, it's when we've reached our limit.
I understand that. Look, see, there's that ostrich going after that guy.
Is that on our southern border? That is inhuman. Have they released ostriches to patrol the southern border?
Can you imagine?
You may be fast, guy, but not as fast as that dumb boy. And it's all mad, and it doesn't know why.
Yeah, no, don't need no border control agents. Just release a bunch of ostriches.
Yep. AT&T Stadium in Texas.
That's one of the marquee stadiums in all of sports.
That's Jarrah's football palace, home to the Dallas Cowboys. And they don't skimp on anything there.
They don't.
That stadium uses more energy on game days than the entire country of Liberia.
I bet. They don't skimp on anything. Jerry Jones wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Because we're in Texas.
Yes. You're a good cowboy.
This is a nice legacy of our current president.
What?
I'm sure he's very proud of it. There are more corporations in Delaware than there are people.
Delaware's our smallest state.
Delaware has extremely friendly corporate tax laws.
Oh, really?
Thanks to Amtrak Joe. So a lot of businesses incorporate there, even if they have no real physical presence in Delaware.
Yeah, way to game the system. Right there.
Brought to you by...
Yep.
Good guy, Joe Biden.
Yep.
Hey. Hey, man. Why don't you come to Delaware?
Well, why would I go to Delaware?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Tax laws.
Yeah,
cheap, oh, I can fix
cheap,
that.
Cheap corporation.
Yep.
I mean, heck, I bet you even Corn Pop has got an incorporation there.
He probably does, and probably these days is lobbying for the credit card companies.
Can I ask an honest question?
They got a nice deal there, too.
Because I don't know, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm naive. I don't know. Has this Corn Pop guy that was a leader of the gang that Biden used to have to fight Corn Pop, has this person ever come forward?
They claim he's dead.
Does anybody other than the president know Corn Pop or knew of
There's one guy that, when called upon, will swear up and down that Corn Pop is real.
Because I don't know that this guy exists. That's my honest opinion. Corn Pop, first of all, if you were a leader of a gang and you were Corn Pop, you'd get your ass beat. Yes, Junior?
Some people think his name is William Morris, and he died in 2016.
Why, was that his nickname, Corn Pop?
Apparently.
Then let's see some pictures of Corn Pop.
It's only one picture I found on the internet. It's super blurry.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that just gets in the way of things.
Yeah.
And don't pull up old videos of Biden bragging about his education either. That's not germane to the current situation.
There's Corn Pop.
Looks like a nice guy.
Yep. We'd get along with him.
Clint Eastwood taught us all years ago something that everyone should know. A man's got to know his limitations.
Yep.
Earlier this week, Neil Young demanded that Spotify make a choice. They can have Neil Young, or they can have Joe Rogan, but they can't have both. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Neil Young was very upset and said that Joe Rogan contributes to the spread of false COVID information. I would imagine that Neil might be a bit surprised that Spotify did not immediately side with him. The company issued a statement saying, quote, blah, 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 blah. We want all the world's music and audio content available to users. With that comes great responsibility. We have detailed content policies, blah, blah, blah. We regret Neil's decision to remove his music, but hope to welcome him back soon.
Yeah. Neil's gone.
In other words, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Neil Young continues to badmouth Spotify, but no one seems to be listening. I mean, nonstop.
I know.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I think we all like to believe that we're free thinkers who form our own opinions.
I do.
Not something like, you know, mass formation hypnosis, you know.
Okay.
But it turns out that's not the case. Not even with something as simple as a cookie.
Yeah.
A new study at Ohio State found you are less likely to enjoy a cookie if you believe other people didn't like it.
I can understand that.
Researchers gave people three identical chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I wonder if they were Pepperidge Farm.
So the cookies are identical, but they were labeled differently.
Yeah.
One was labeled factory typical. Another said new and improved. And the third label said consumer complaint. What do you suppose people thought was the best cookie?
Oh, that new and improved.
Absolutely.
That's been a marketing ploy for 60 years.
They loved the new and improved cookie. They hated the consumer complaint cookie. And people had virtually no opinion on the factory typical because it's just an average cookie.
It's not good or bad.
Keep in mind, they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
The researchers weren't surprised that people disliked the complaint cookie. They feel like the big reveal of their study is just how much people hated it. They were very vocal.
I wouldn't be fooled by that. Well, I would not be fooled by that.
That's because you've been educated.
Yeah.
And you're usually the one behind the curtain manipulating people.
Yes, I would be the one doing the test.
Yep. And laughing the whole time.
Because I remember, we were just talking about it, Junior. Remember when Bonehead was still here and I made our three for you guys?
Deviled ham.
Underwood, it was Underwood chicken. it was Underwood deviled ham.
Yeah, deviled ham.
And on Boneheads, I put cat food.
Just didn't phase.
And we were eating the sandwiches. Mmm, this is good. And he ate it. He ate Friskies.
You learned that from your father.
Yep.
This deviled ham stuff tastes a little weird.
Well, but it ain't bad. I mean, not the best I ever had.
So the three of us are eating deviled ham. He's eating like nine lives.
Yep.
Pate.
It's kind of weird. We have warned you from the beginning about social media in general.
Oh, yeah.
And Red Chinese TikTok in particular.
Yep.
TikTok is not your friend.
It isn't. People love it, but it's not your friend.
A woman from Florida learned this the hard way. Olivia Garcia is going viral after she made her family perform a huge detour during a road trip through North Carolina recently. She saw a TikTok video that supposedly showed some amazing mountains conveniently located in a suburb of Charlotte. So she and the entire family drove an hour out of their way to check out this majestic scene she'd seen on TikTok. They were a bit disappointed when they arrived there. It's just a normal town with gas stations, strip malls, and surprisingly, not a mountain in sight.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So what happened? It turns out the video she saw and was entranced by was by a guy who likes posting fake location videos and actually calls them not Carolina videos. She missed that part. The video Olivia saw, he said he was in Gastonia, but the footage was actually shot by someone driving through the Swiss Alps. She says her family ragged on her for not bothering to Google it before they drove there.
Let's do that, Junior. I'll sign up for TikTok. I'll give them all my information, and then you and I start posting footage from, I don't know, somewhere out in the Rocky Mountains and say that it's in DeLand.
No, what I like are...
let's do that. I want to do that.
I like to do like Cuba and Pacific Islands that have like volcanoes and stuff and tell them that's Fort Myers.
Yeah, but I can't go to Cuba.
No, but you can steal pictures. He didn't go to the Swiss Alps. No, he just grabbed a video.
Of course not. I want to do that. I'm going to sign up for TikTok tonight. All my info.
You're going to send Xi Jinping all your info?
Oh, there's no harm can come of it. No harm can come of it. They're nice people.
Dude, all they need is your first, last, middle name, email, social security.
Yeah.
They are advanced in AI, they know you're thinking about them.
I don't know. They don't know what I'm thinking.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they
do.
Not me.
What, do you have like a shield?
No. I can't figure it out. I got so many things going in my head.
You don't know what you don't know.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
There are no unknowns.
For our final story, here's Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. You hear a lot about the third time. You know, third time's a charm, yep. Three strikes you're out.
Yeah.
You don't hear too much about four.
You don't. I don't know if there's any rhyme for that.
It just seems like whatever's going to happen would have happened in three times.
Yep.
There wouldn't be a fourth. Until now. 2 weeks ago, a masked robber in Jersey City, New Jersey, robbed a small neighborhood market that's run by the 77-year-old owner and his wife. He was pretty pleased with himself. He got away with $10 worth of cigars.
What? $10? You and I, if we smoke a cigar, one's $10.
That worked out so well that the same masked man came back 5 days later. This time, he got away with $20.
In cigars?
Nope. This one looks to be cash.
Ah.
The next day, he returned a third time. This time, pocketing $180.
And he's moving up.
In two of the robberies. The 77-year-old man was assaulted. And in the third, the robber even roughed up the man's wife.
Oh, my God.
That's three times in 6 days. Last Friday, he returned for a fourth robbery. But this time, there was a little surprise waiting for him. An off-duty cop that had been made aware of the situation had been keeping an eye out on the store. And when the robber jumped behind the counter this time, he had company.
Ta-da!
The robber was identified as 34-year-old Travis Neely. He was arrested and charged with four counts of strong-armed robbery, one count of resisting arrest, and he also appeared to be all effed up on drugs.
Yeah. Is that a picture of the cop?
No, those are the owners of the store.
That looks like George Thorogood.
Well, it looks like...
He's 72?
77.
That's 77?
He looks like a combination of George Thorogood and Danny Trejo.
Yes, a little bit. Yep.
Got a nice-looking wife for that age.
Yeah. Lucky him.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 27th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. You have a lot of choices, and we thank you for choosing us. Al Beck at 6 o'clock to take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board right now. Trust me, I know there's other accidents out there, and you're probably stuck in one. Just one on the board. Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue, and Fowler Street. And you are up to date. You're on a roll.
Like, oh my God! Like, totally.
This was a hit.
Gina was like so bevelin.
Big. This was a hit.
There's like the Galleria. I'm like all these like really great shoe stores. I like love going into like clothing stores and stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super super nice. It's, like so bitchin'. Anyway, he goes, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a, like, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, his totally bliss. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure.
What year did this come out? It was in the early 80s.
Yes.
We might need a junior fun fact on this one.
Really sad. Like my English teacher, he's like Mr. Boo Boo. We're talking Lord God King Boo Boo. I am so sure.
It came out in 1982.
I believe it.
And that's actually his 14-year-old daughter.
You don't say.
What's Moon her name? Zappa.
What's, oh, really?
What's her full name?
Moon Unit.
Everyone knows that. Yeah, Moon Unit. Yeah, of course, man.
You didn't know.
I knew that.
Salon place in here, and I wanted like to get my toenails done, and the lady like goes, "Oh my god, your toenails are like so grody." It was
grody.
Like, really embarrassing. She's like, "Oh my god, like bag those toenails." I'm like, "Sure." She goes, "I don't know if I can handle this, you know." I was like, really embarrassed.
For sure.
Yes. This was his only top 40 hit.
I realize that. Thank you for that fun fact.
And back to the music.
My name is Andrea. That's right, Andrea. I know. It's like, I do not talk funny, I'm sure. What's the matter with the way I talk? I'm a Val, I know. But I live like in a really good part of Encino, so it's okay. That's going to be really, like, a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like, those things that, like, stick in your mouth are so gross. You got to get saliva all over them. But, like, I don't know. It's going to be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be, like, really cool. Except my, like, teeth are, like, too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's, like, tubular, you know. Well, I'm not, like, really ugly or anything. It's just, like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and like I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plate. And it's like somebody else's food, you know? It's like grody to the max. I'm sure it's like really nauseating. Like barf out, gag me with the spoon.
Yep,
gross.
Had to live with this stuff.
I am sure.
Had to
totally.
Play it.
Totally.
Dated her.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com. I am someone that does affirmations every day for my self-esteem. It's a positive self-talk. I say things like, I am funny. I am a great writer. But I realize my voice sounds so sarcastic, I don't believe me. I am very smart. But thankfully I do impressions, so I have a Dolly Parton impression. And it's the most uplifting voice there is, you know? So now I've been saying my affirmations as Dolly, and it just works way better.
I am so smart. I am great at what I do. I come up with creative ideas all of the time. I wrote Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
I didn't write Jolene. Woo. But it just works great, you know?
I am so beautiful. I am lovable. I am capable. I will always love me.
Woo! Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this question of the week. We used to have to. Did you take shop class or home economics in school? And if so, what did you make? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Justin, did you take shop class or home economics in school? And if so, what'd you make?
Yes, I did. I think our teacher actually took advantage of the class. We had to build a shed for him. Because we had the same teacher in middle school and high school. And we can never get near the coffee pot. I always remember that because we think that he was spiking it. But then he'd have us make him a shed. Basically, he was getting tools, and we just built up a whole bunch of stuff. I think we built him a patio deck. And he took the whole thing for him.
That's great. You know, there were always more skilled students. There were ones that were going to be carpenters. And I remember in our shop class, and it took them 2 years to do it, but a kid in our class actually made out of strips of wood that he had shaved down a canoe. And I mean, that canoe was, they did newspaper articles on him and the progress of the canoe. It was beautiful. And yeah, and I was making a footstool. But I got to use the lathe and do the design on the legs and measure it all out to match up the legs and this nice sweet piece of mahogany on top. It was great. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Chris.
Chris, did you take shop class in home ec? And if you did, what'd you make?
Okay, I took home ec and I took shop. For home ec, it was muffin surprise. It was muffin with a little jelly in the center of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did pretty good. I did a little bit of sewing. But in shop, and this is what made me call in, because this is something very special to me. In shop, I made a plaque with my little brother's name on it. His name was PJ. And I had to, you know, cut out all the letters, just the two letters, with the little, you know, the little saw and all this
like
stuff.
Like a scroll saw.
Yeah, like the scroll, yeah.
Yep. And then glue it and brad it to the other board and, you know, fill the holes in and sand it all down nice and paint it and shellac it and all that.
That's awesome.
My brother had it all these years up until he passed away in 2016, and he gave it to his son, who still has it to this day.
That is such a great story.
That was something, and that's why I called her. That really touched me when you asked that question.
Oh, I'm so glad you got a chance to say it.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. 277-9600.
It was really nice, the cooperation. Because it was just, it was obvious to all involved. Like, I don't know how kids are today, but it's like all of us, as far as the guys, we knew a little something about wood shop, maybe right. Not so much metal shop. But you had girls in there, they could sew, they could cook like it was nothing. Like something that would take me all day to sew, she'd do it in 5 seconds.
Realize. When I was there in Connecticut, it was the women's lib movement, and it was guys should know how to do domestic stuff. And so the room, they had a lot of money to spend on this. You had a room that was full of sewing machines. And
they had sewing machines, kitchen equipment.
You needed to learn how to use a thimble. You needed to learn how to drop in the bobbin of the sewing machine. You had to know how to cut out your material and sew it. And it wasn't a group effort or a team effort. You were judged on it. And
that
wouldn't
have been good for me.
I just remember that was cooking was easy, and I still love cooking. They had us go and cook spaghetti and sauce, but the way the teacher did it, you'd use dry spaghetti and put it in the sauce raw, and then you cooked it, and the spaghetti would soften in the sauce, and then you'd have, that's how it was.
Oh, al dente.
Yeah, al dente. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Jason.
Jason, did you take shop class or home economics in school, and what'd you make?
Yeah, I had shop class, wood shop. It's not exactly what I made. I went to a Catholic school back in the early 80s, and these little bastards would make wood paddles, and they'd put holes in them so you cut down on the airflow, you know?
Yes.
That's the old Board of Education.
Yeah, we had one teacher And he was like, pick your poison. He had about 30 of them.
Oh, man. Yeah, Catholic school.
Yeah, and I was one of the kids that was always getting paddles, so I hated the shop kids. Absolutely hated them.
You know, in metal shop, too, and you know this because we've talked about it, throwing stars.
Yep.
There'd always be somebody that wasn't doing his project and making a throwing star. And
making a good living selling them.
We had a kid in a metal shop that actually got mad at the teacher and threw the throwing star.
Oh, you don't do
it
that,
it didn't
son.
Hit him, but it stuck in the wall.
Oh, I bet it did.
Shop teacher took it down, and I don't know. He was sent to the office. I don't remember what happened. I just remember the shop teacher ducking.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.